And now the moment you've been waiting for, our Toy of the Week podcast. This week we're going to look at the Star Wars Jedi Force Naboo Fighter and Darth Vader's TIE Fighter vehicles. These are relatively new releases. They were shown at Toy Fair fully packaged and complete and didn't come out until, like, October. I have them. I haven't opened them. So I'm going to give you my first impressions in just a second. I bet they're going to be fun. I played around with them a little bit at Toy Fair, so I'll stop rambling and go get them. The first one is going to be the Naboo Starfighter. I cracked that open right now. It's a yellow ship, and it's also much easier to find than the action figure one this year, which we do have for sale, but I haven't seen it in a retail store yet. It includes Anakin Skywalker and a repackaged Galactic Heroes Destroyer droid. Anakin's all new, Destroyer droid's repackaged. R2-D2's dome is at the top of it. It has a great decoration with all kinds of Naboo fighter symbols on it. The paint job's actually quite good. These aren't stickers either, so I'm impressed. Anakin fits right into the cockpit. It just opens right up. You can stick him in there. And it has a couple of other action features. It has rolling wheels, so you can roll them along the floor. R2's head turns, and if you push a button on the bottom, the engines basically power up and extend, and they kind of spin a little. So you can hear it, but you can't see it. It's really cool and really fun, and it's a nice little vehicle designed for smaller kids, but I'm not the smallest person in the world. I have no problem holding it. It doesn't feel too tiny in my hands, and it also looks like it's scale for other 2 to 3 inch figures. So if you collect, I don't know, Glios, Battle Beasts, or other similar things, that should fit in here just fine. Imaginext. It's good. I like it. Yeah, I'm going to keep this thing by the couch and play with this thing. This is a lot of fun. Let me go open the Darth Vader's TIE Fighter now. Okay, and now Darth Vader's TIE Fighter, which is the one I played with the most at Toy Fair. This one is really something. I wish they'd integrate some of these features into the action figure line. The idea is it's a small but not tiny Darth Vader's TIE Fighter. You can stick your hand in the handle in the back, and there's a place, if you're right-handed, to put your thumb, and when you push your thumb there, it spins around. And the spinning ship can, you can hold it flat around your house and go, or whatever it is you do. Not that I do that, but it's an exquisitely decorated vehicle. There are no firing guns or anything, and the only moving parts, aside from the fact that it has a handle you can hold while it spins, there's an opening canopy, and you can put Darth Vader inside. Darth Vader and a Stormtrooper are both included, and they're nicely detailed. They're just like the Jedi Force figures sold on an individual package, so you might already have those. You might not. The ship's a little bit more rounded and cutesy than the movie incarnation. It's a subtle effect. You might not even notice it at first. I certainly didn't. The wings I thought were straight, then I looked and saw, oh, no, they're rounded a little bit. And it looks great. There's some red, gray, and lighter gray detailing on the exterior of the vehicle. It looks like a real toy, and it's painted probably a little bit better than the ones in the 70s and 80s were, so kids today are spoiled. But I like it a lot just because they designed a toy that's meant to be held and flown around your house or outside or whatever. I would love to see this integrated into the action figure line. I know a lot of people are sticklers for authenticity, but they're toys. You should be playing with them. So anything you can do to encourage kids to play with Star Wars toys means that there will be kids buying Star Wars toys in the future. And that's what I want, because they make more and then I can buy more. I like to buy Star Wars toys. So it's a good vehicle. I like it a lot. I recommend it, and I'm rambling, so I'm going to slow down. Both are good. I'd say between the two, I like Darth Vader's TIE Fighter a little bit more because I'm more of an original trilogy guy, but the Naboo Fighter execution is great, and the booster rockets that extend when you push the button are very clever. Kudos to whoever at Hasbro came up with it. That was a good idea. I'm going to leave the sneeze in. It adds texture. You believe that, right? Anyway, I'm sorry. It's been a rough morning. Anyway, I'm done. Both vehicles have great backgrounds. The packaging is cool. It has Try Me packaging where you can reach right in and touch the toy. We sell the item online, so when you order it from us, that means some kid won't stick his finger in his nose and then touch the packaging. You might say, oh, that's adorable, Adam. You're kidding, right? It's like, I've seen kids do that, and that's one of the reasons I'm afraid to buy Imaginext and Jedi Force at stores sometimes, because you see stuff, and it's covered in something, and you don't know what that is. And now that you can actually touch the toys, I mean, if it was just on the box, you can throw the box away. But, you know, before you even buy a toy, it got some boogers on it. That's just horrifying. I don't like that. Nothing wrong with kids. Don't get me wrong. It's just, you know, gross when there's something on the toy. Ugh. Anyway, where was I? Signing off. You can follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/EntEarth. We're now on Tumblr, entertainmentearth.tumblr.com. And you know about the podcast, and we have a bunch of sales at sale.entertainmentearth.com running all the live long day. We're not going to have as many sales a week or two from now, but right now we have 5. So check those out. And don't forget that the shipping deadline for Christmas is December 16th. Be sure to use the FedEx Home shipping upgrade at no extra cost over the normal Super Saver shipping rates. Again, only for the next couple of days. And for all I know, you're listening to this when it's over. I don't know. You can tell me on Twitter and Earth. See you next time on the Entertainment Earth podcast.